The President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, paid a visit to Dakota County Technical College late Tuesday afternoon to share information about the recently passed bipartisan infrastructure law, which, according to the White House, is a once-in-a-generation investment in the nation's infrastructure and competitiveness. In his speech, he commented on the difficulties faced by middle-class families.
Hard-working middle-class folks and working-class folks who built the country. The folks in Wall Street aren't bad, but they didn't build America. The people who work on, come out of the school are the ones that built America. They built America, and they've been left behind for much too long. We're going to rebuild this economy from the bottom up and the middle out.
President Biden also outlined investments in infrastructure, data technology, medical coverage, among other items, and also thanked the Minnesota Congressional delegation for its work on getting the legislation passed.
And it would not be possible, this is not hyperbole, without the Minnesota Congressional delegation. Senator Amy Klobuchar is a leader in many issues, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs to how to get broadband to the whole country. She knows how to work across the aisle and make progress. And Senator Tina Smith, she's also led on making sure that Minnesotans and all Americans get access to high-speed internet. And Representative Angie Craig, she's worked in infrastructure law. She constantly reminds us that it's places like Dakota County, connecting people to jobs and opportunities. And that's why Angie has always been a champion of schools like DCTC and investments in roads and bridges and high-speed internet.
More information on the bill can be found on the White House website.